I always feel a bit nervous when I step in front of the church to share the word of God. Not because we don't have abundance of what to share, but rather because I feel humbled to be used of the Most High God in this manner. And this morning, I'm appreciative to the pastor for giving me this privilege, even as we share from the scripture. As was already read this morning, like we saw some things from Genesis. And fast forward, we'll be looking at one of the epistles of Apostle Paul, believed to have been written to the church in Ephesus, but which some also believe actually went across to many other churches. And I'll be sharing with us this morning from the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. And we'll focus on the 3rd to the 5th verse. Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoptions as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasures of his will. To the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. While I was reading this passage, I was moved by some statements there, especially considering that this was written by Apostle Paul while he was in prison. And I believe this was one of the 4 letters that he wrote to different churches whilst in prison. And one cannot fully understand how the Spirit of the Lord would have moved him to write this to encourage not only the church in Ephesus, but ourselves in this present day, even as he reminds us about this great riches set for us in heavenly places, despite the fact that he was languishing away in prison, despite the fact that it was at a time where, at a point in life where most of us actually will be seeing more of the darkness around in terms of the challenge or challenges we are going through due to being incarcerated. And in such a dark state, yet the Spirit of the Lord moved him to write this. And he said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. So, I mean, that got me thinking. Like, one would be thinking of, when we pray, oh Lord, I trust you for healing, or oh Lord, I trust you for open doors in these areas, or I trust you for wisdom to excel here on earth in my endeavors, in my dealings with others around. Many a times, like, we tend to focus more on these earthly blessings, and that's why I started with Abraham, when the Lord called him out and promised him to give him a land, the land of Canaan, and to bless him and to bless people who bless him. But intriguing to me is that inasmuch as Abraham is the father of faith, and inasmuch as he has all this great blessing, I was actually encouraged about how the Lord, what the Lord had invested on us individually. Because our own blessings goes beyond what we can see with eyes here. Our blessings go beyond what we desire for day by day here on earth. Our blessings are seated in the heavenly places in Christ. And it's every spiritual blessing. And that got me a bit baffled. Because, like, I tried to understand what these heavenly or spiritual blessings are. And personally, I could not comprehend what they were. But in my digging around and searching around, I was able to come up with some things that were mentioned by some people that wrote commentaries on that passage. And it ranged from the divine forgiveness of sin, which is not, it goes beyond what we can do for ourselves, saved by grace. They spoke about rectification of errors, sins of old that comes back when one remembers them, that weighs us down. It goes to include purification of our heart, purification of our thought process. And they also touched on the gleams of hope on the future. And the power or ability conferred on us, having been adopted as children of the Lord, to access his presence without fear. Now, all these things, though interesting they were, still were short of what I was looking for in terms of the spiritual blessings. And eventually, as I was thinking, something dropped in my mind. And it was mind-blowing. And what came to mind is that eyes have not seen, neither have ears heard, nor has it come to the heart of men what God has in stock for those who love him. That no matter how we try to imagine these blessings, they are beyond what we can think of. no matter how we try to dissect them out, we can never get to the bottom of them because they are beyond our comprehension and understanding as mortal people. And they are set aside for those who love God. Because as that scripture said in verse 3, that God had given us every spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. They're all embedded in him. And they are all set aside for those who love Christ. So why in Christ? The why in Christ we'll see in verse 4. Just as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. And we know that our righteousness, they are but filthy rags before God. And why in Christ is because it is only the righteousness of Christ conferred on us as believers, having been called out of darkness unto his marvelous light. It is only that righteousness that confers the holiness that God is talking about there. It is not by work, lest we should boast. It is not by how much I strive to meet God's standard, because I will never be able to meet that standard. It is not by how much I strive to distinguish myself, because it will fall short of his glory. Rather, it is by grace in Christ. And that's why when Apostle Paul was writing there, we saw him talk about those heavenly blessings or spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Without him, we are but nothing. No wonder Jesus Christ himself said in John 15, verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from him, we are nothing. Apart from him, we're not any different from the other people in this world that have been able to distinguish themselves, though they don't know Christ. And that means that of all men, apart from Christ, we are most miserable. And the scripture talked about the predestination there of God choosing us in him before the foundation of the world. He called us forth, just the way he called Abraham out. Separate yourself from amongst your people. Go to the land where I'll show you. The same way, God had called each one of us. If we've come to the knowledge of his Son, Jesus Christ, he's called each one of us forth from the darkness we used to be in, from our association and affiliations that were devoid of him. He called us forth to be his children. He called us forth to be a chosen generation, a peculiar people. At that time that we say, "Oh Lord, have your way," we ceased to be I ceased from that time to be the coyote I was. You ceased to be the person you were, and you became a peculiar person. No longer an ordinary person that you used to be. We became people carrying the unction of the Lord on us, set aside for him. And when the Lord set aside something for himself, he expects it to be holy. When God called Aaron unto priesthood, one of the things he asked that be done is that an emblem be put on him, holiness unto the Lord. And again, we are seeing that today in the scripture, that the Lord, having chosen us before the foundation of the world, chose us that we should be holy and without blame before him. A chosen generation, a peculiar people, a holy nation, a royal priesthood, set forth for his glory. And that is where we come in ourselves. The Lord has done his part, setting us aside, calling us forth. It is important and incumbent on us as believers to daily work out our salvation, to daily have our eyes set on Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, trusting him to make us more and more like him, testing for more of his glory, more of his being, more of his nature, till we see him face to face in glory. It is important for us, having been called out, that we have our gazes and our eyes upon those unto the Lord, awaiting those heavenly blessings, awaiting the time that will be conferred with all those heavenly blessings in his presence. Having our mindset transformed from things of this world unto things of heaven. And that's what we, on our part, need to keep doing. And as I believe, as we keep looking unto him, unto Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, we will see more of his holiness showing forth. Things that we used to struggle with, we'll see them just falling off. The scriptures talk about some besetting sins, As we look more and more unto Christ, we will see his power shaving off those struggles. And I don't know what those might be for you as a person. It might be that of anger. It might be that of holding grudges. It might be the general common sins that we were aware of. It might be that of not listening to the Lord when he says, go, talk to that person. Go, apologize to that person. Go, share the good news with that person. Whatever it might be, as we look unto God and Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, we will see that transformation taking place and more of that holiness manifesting in us and more of that perfect love of God unveiling in us. Just as he chose us before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. First Peter 2:9 reads, I've shared that with us already, when we are being reminded of our uniqueness here on earth, that we're not ordinary. We're a royal priesthood. We're a holy nation, a peculiar people, who have been called forth to show the praise of him who called us out of darkness unto his marvelous light. And then, still talking about the importance of holiness through Christ. Holiness through Christ. Hebrews 12:14 reads, holiness unto the Lord, and peace with men, without which no man shall see God. Holiness unto the Lord, and peace unto men, without which no man can see God. And actually, that's terrifying for me, in that I know by my own power, by my own way, by my own wisdom, by my own aspiration, as I said earlier, I know that that's impossible for any of us. And that's why it is very, very, very crucial that we continue to focus on him, on Christ Jesus, being embedded in him, being sucked more and more into him. As we get more and more engrafted, reliant on the vine, we realize that more and more of his gene flows into us. More and more of the sap from him, of the energy from him, flows into us. And less we see of ourselves, less and less of ourselves manifest, and more of his glory we see every day. Lastly, verse 5 and 6 read, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to his good pleasure. So having been predestined, having been made sons of the Father through Jesus Christ, by grace, it is for one purpose: to manifest the praise of the glory of His grace, to declare this glory unto men. As we trust Him in the place of prayers, as we trust Him in the place of reading the scripture, to be more and more like Him, as we trust Him to do that transformation within us, it goes beyond just ourselves and Him. It goes into impacting on our community. That grace that He confers on us, that power He releases unto us, upon us, unto holiness and love, we need to start sharing it more and more. Not just amongst ourselves as brethren, not just amongst ourselves as families and of the household of faith, but we need to go out there into the community, eagerly trusting Him for the opportunity to reach out unto lost souls. In our places of work, we need to look for that opportunity as well. In our family, we need to allow that burden to be on us, that God, as your representative here on earth, use me as a vessel to reach out unto this person. In our places of prayers, let's intercede for them, as we trust the Lord as well to make the fullness of His being manifest in us, as we trust Him to be holy as He is, and to show love that is not adulterated unto people around us. My prayer this morning is that as believers, as we strive towards that mark of higher calling, as we strive to attain that holiness in the Lord through Jesus Christ, that we continue to long for more and more of His glory. The spiritual blessings beats what my imagination can comprehend. And to attain that blessing, we need to remain in Him. We need to remain resolute in not being distracted by things of this world. We need to continue to push onto the mark of higher calling. And if you are here today and you are yet to know our Lord Jesus Christ, you are yet to have a personal relationship with Him, I'm here to say that by our own works, we cannot attain that holiness. By our own benevolence to others, by our own show of love to others, we cannot reach it. Because without Christ, it is but emptiness. And I would like to encourage you this morning, if you're yet to know Him, that you do not miss out of these spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. Some of which, while we're here on earth, we have some feel of those blessings, because all good things come from the Father on high. But those are in parts. The fullness, as said by the word, every spiritual blessing in heavenly places will be attained when Christ brings his home, presenting us in him before the Father. And my prayer is that none of us here will miss out of that glorious occasion at the end of days. My prayer is that we will be holy and without blameless in God through Christ in love. Let us pray. Father, we give you praise this morning. We thank you, Lord God, because we are saved by grace and not of work, lest anyone should boast. Thank you, Lord God, for how you've called us out of darkness, calling us into the marvelous light of your Son, Jesus Christ, predestining us to be your children, having called us, you've justified us. And having justified us, we know you've glorified us. Glorifying us such that as you look at us, it's the holiness of our Lord Jesus Christ you see conferred upon us. We appreciate you, Lord God, for this morning. Lord, we pray that should there be anything within us that is holding us back, O Lord God, we pray that by reason of your power we'll be set loose from those. And as we set our gaze on you, let more and more of your holiness, more and more of your loving nature, more and more of your being be made known in us. Thank you, Lord. And if there's anyone here who is yet to know you, we pray, Lord God, that you reach out by reason of your word unto that person, such that with the rest of us, that person will, in addition to the blessings of your goodness conferred on us here on earth, we'll also be able to enjoy every spiritual blessings that you've given unto us in high places in our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's name we've prayed. Amen.